Farmers have planted most of Louisiana's wheat crop. LSU Ag Center wheat specialist Josh Lofton says with ideal weather recently, they've been able to plant quickly.
We've had good conditions. The rain has kind of played with us very nicely to where we're getting some showers. That way we're helping that germination come through, but not enough to kick us out of the field for long periods of time.
Lofton says planting is around 80% complete. He estimates Louisiana will have about 250,000 acres of wheat, about the same that was planted last year. Wheat prices are down slightly, and acreage could have been lower. But Lofton says because of good weather, farmers kept planting more acres than expected. He says the Hessian fly, a destructive pest of wheat, could be a problem for farmers who planted early.
So if growers have kind of gone in and jumped the gun a little bit, that's something they need to start looking out for is the Hessian fly.
The disease rust was a problem on the previous wheat crop. The LSU Ag Center has helped develop varieties that are less susceptible to rust, but growers can also use chemicals to control the disease.
Those areas that are prone to rust, you need to start thinking about, those foliar fungicides, stuff like that, to kind of help lock that in check.
Wheat doesn't like wet weather, so a relatively dry winter and spring would be beneficial to the crop. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.